The Holy Gospel according to the 6th chapter of St. Luke, beginning with the 20th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to please be seated. So this weekend, as we celebrate All Saints Day, I was remembering some of my experiences as a child and even as an adult too. When someone in our family or a friend passes away, dies, all the good things someone has to say about them. All the wonderful memories and whatnot. Oh, and it's not uncommon for someone in my family or a friend or a parishioner, if I'm doing a funeral, "Oh, so-and-so was such a saint." Have you heard somebody say that before? Yeah. And sometimes we say it about people who are alive, too. "Oh, they're such a saint." But really, it happens a lot when someone has passed away. "Oh, they were such a saint." Remember, and in my family, remember when Aunt so-and-so used to make the best fried chicken at our family reunions? And she knew that everybody liked it, so she would make more. Oh, she had a kind heart. Oh, remember when Grandma such-and-such made that best lemon meringue pie? It had the perfect tartness and the most excellent meringue, and it was so good. Oh, and she just loved us and was such a saint. I'm sure you've all had stories like that, right? Well, in my head, when I'm thinking about these people, I remember sometimes when they weren't quite saint-like. Like, I remember the time when Aunt so-and-so who made the fried chicken was kind of grumpy and a little mean. "Why are you taking so much chicken? Don't you think you should have some vegetables, too?" Well, great Aunt so-and-so, who I won't speak back to because I'll get in big trouble and be disrespectful, but I'm 7. And I really don't care, and I just ate a whole handful of vegetables before I got here, but that's okay. Or Grandma such-and-such, who could be kind of moody sometimes. And I remember those times when she wasn't quite so saint-like. So it's kind of one of those things. It's like, yes, we're honoring our saints today, those who have passed before us and gone into the church triumphant. But I think we need to be a little careful about when we create the narratives for them, and not because we're trying to be mean, but because being a saint is hard work. Now, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, she was known for serving the poor, right? We're all familiar with her, right? Yeah, she was a cool, tiny little lady, did a lot for the community and serving them, and, you know, she got elevated to a sainthood through the Catholic Church. I admire her ministry. She went a lot of places that not a lot of people would go and took care of people. But here's the thing. She struggled with her faith. I read some different quotes about her, and she actually said there were times where she really struggled just to feel or see God anywhere. Wow. And she's a saint. Interesting, right? So I'm going to invite you here for a second to think about who the saints are in your life that you know either personally Or that you can think of like in media. So shout out loud. Who do you think you want to lift up? Who would you call a saint? Mary. Okay, Mary's a good one. She did a lot of good stuff. Anybody else? Do you even know who a saint would be? What's that, Pat? Anywhere. Your grandma was a saint?
Yes.
Awesome. What did she do that made her so saintly?
She raised 9 children.
She's a dynamo Wonder Woman is what that woman is. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else? If I asked you to point out a saint, would you be able to do that? I'm seeing some no's. Guess what? We're saints too. Did you know that? That was kind of a trick question, and y'all passed marvelously. We're saints too. And see, this day when we celebrate All Saints, it's about, yes, the saints who have gone before us and are in the church triumphant, but it's also about the saints that we live with each and every day, like ourselves and our neighbors and our church friends and our family. All of us are saints. So if you look around and you see the empty spaces in the pews, what if we took all the folks who are in the church triumphant and put them in the pews with us? And we'll put them up in the balcony. And when we come up for communion on the Sundays when we have it, we'll have them up here with us. When we sing the hymns, they're singing with us. When we have a baptism, they're celebrating that too. Isn't that kind of a fun way to think about it? And it gets kind of crowded, and I'm loving it, right? So often we think of those saints as the ones who've gone before us, or in Scripture, for sure. But we're the saints, too. And now our gospel gets interesting. Like, really interesting, more than it was. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. If you've ever been poor or talked to someone who's poor, I'm not sure they would feel that way, maybe. Because life might be hard. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. That confuses me. That confuses me because when I've been poor, when I've been hungry, and when I've been crying, I have not felt blessed at all. I felt scared and lonely and hungry and poor. And it's not fun. So to hear that you're blessed in those moments, that's tricky. Right? I don't feel blessed when I'm going through that. And I'm sure in the Bible, when Jesus was saying this to the disciples, I'm not sure they felt that way either. And then he continues, blessed are you when people hate you. Really? Jesus, I don't think so. That feels kind of terrible. Oh, and when they exclude you, oh, remember those times? That feels good too, doesn't it? Yay for exclusion. Revile you, oh, that's icky too. And defame you, but here's the hook, on account of the Son of Man. That twisted a little bit now, doesn't it? So, thinking of that, well, if all of these things are because of the Son of Man, that you're being poor, that you're hungry, that you're crying, that people hate you and they're excluding you and reviling you, and you're being defamed, that's a good one too. On account of the Son of Man, that's the piece we need to pay attention to. Have you ever wanted to do something as a ministry, for instance, because we're a church, and you're afraid to do it because people are going to be mad? Y'all are looking, I know you know what I'm talking about. Nobody's giving it up. Oh, we can't do that. That's going to make people mad. Jesus knows that, but we're doing it for the sake of the gospel. So maybe we have to take a risk that we might make somebody mad. We might be hated, we might be reviled or excluded. That'll be fun. Not so much. But Jesus is calling us to do that for his sake, which means we have to go boldly. We have to trust that he's got our back. Yours is the kingdom of God. You will be filled. You will laugh. Because just maybe those things that we do in ministry will make a difference. They'll make a difference in God's kingdom and in our kingdom right now. The kingdom God has gifted us to take care of. And verse 23, I love verse 23. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. We're doing the things God wants us to do. We're doing the things Jesus calls us to do. And it's going to be good because when we get to heaven, because that's the promise we're given as children of God, when we get there, I like to think of Jesus at the gate and not St. Pete. Can you imagine? You get there, and Jesus is right there with his arms wide open, and he looks at you, and you run into his arms, and he holds you in an embrace. You know the kind where you can put your ear against his chest and hear his heart beating? Right? You can just kind of melt in. That's going to be awesome. It's hard being a saint. It's hard claiming that we're a saint, but really we are because we're a child of God. And we're in a community with those who have gone before us, generations before, all the way back to Mary, all the way back to John, and all the way back to Jesus. All of the people that lived back then and who have died and who've died and lived and died and lived up to us and beyond us and into the future. We are a community of believers, all of the saints. And when we think of it that way, it's not quite so lonely. And we can look at those who have gone before us, whose faith that we admire, who gave us good examples of what it means to be a follower of Christ, and who went boldly. And weren't afraid. And took a risk. That's how our church got here. 12 families, I believe, correct? Am I right? Someone close to that? 12 families started this whole church, and we're still here. I wonder if they were afraid. Probably, but they did it anyway. And we're here together. And we receive the rewards of the things that they did and the blessings and all of the wonderfulness of being a congregation that they established. So what do we want to establish? Who is God calling us to be and to go boldly? And to not worry so much about being hated or excluded or reviled or defamed. For we will be blessed indeed. And indeed we are. All of us saints. Amen.